Well, thank you very much, and good afternoon. Welcome into today's Community Comments. Again, I'm your host, Kevin Haugen. It is my pleasure to welcome into our Daily Dodge TV studio this afternoon the district administrator for the Randolph School District. My pleasure to welcome into the conversation this afternoon, Mr. Brian Zacco. Hopefully, I got to all
Nail
the
it.
All right,
Nail
perfect.
It,
all right, Brian Zacco, again, our guest here on Community Comment today. We're going to spend the next 20, 25 minutes talking about an operational referendum that will appear for the voters in the Randolph School District this April. Talk about what the specifics of that is, what the tax impact, why the district has got to this point here. But we'll spend the next. Next, again, 20, 25 minutes going into that conversation. But first, I want to thank Brian for taking the time. So I know it's tough to break away from weekdays to come this, but again, you're this is not your first time on our airways here. You come in for Rocket Blast. You've been a guest on that show a couple of times already, but it's great to have you back into the studio today.
Hey, thanks for having me again, Kevin. It's awesome to be here. It's always great to share the good stuff that's going on in Randolph, and it's always fun to have your voice on the radio, I guess.
Fantastic. Now, Brian, before we dive into discussing the details about this referendum, I just want to give you the opportunity for maybe for those in the Randolph area, it's their first time tuning in. They're wanting to learn more about this referendum, but want to know a little bit more about yourself, Brian. I know it's you've been with the district just a couple of years now, but if you don't mind just diving a little bit into your background and how you wound up as a district administrator there for the Randolph School District.
Sure. One of the things, I graduated from Cambria-Friesland, so grew up. I think we moved to Cambria when I was 5 years old. I went to Cambria-Friesland School District the duration of my career. Actually, Cambria and Randolph during my high school shared classes, and we still do today. And so I took some of my FFA classes with Mr. Gunlaw. I came over for Tech Ed in Randolph as well. We had co-opt athletics with track and field that we still do today. And so I ran track for Randolph, Cambria-Friesland, RCF. And so I've been tied to Randolph, I would say, since I've been in high school. And so I went on to get my bachelor's and master's degree from Oshkosh. I got my superintendent license through Viterbo. Ended up getting hired as an elementary teacher, well, actually a middle school with an elementary license at Fall River. Taught middle school social studies for 11 years in Fall River. Moved up for a year for assistant principal. And then my last 8 years, I was a middle school, high school principal in Fall River. The Randolph job opened up and was able to move a little closer home and really fulfill that promise that you write in your undergrad, really wanting to get back to the area that you live and grew up and help those local kids kind of that were similar to the situation that you were in when you went to school. And so really growing up, don't think I had aspirations to be a superintendent or district administrator, but the course of life and the way things happened just kind of worked out that way and was able to get the job in Randolph. And a humble experience to go from, you know, being a kid in the school to being there as a district administrator is really cool.
Yeah, now here 3 years in, you find yourself here working towards a referendum here that will again be on the April ballot for voters of the Randolph School District. I want to go back. Obviously, this is a process that has been ongoing for many months, a couple of years, I'm sure, that this conversation has been happening within the Randolph School District. But I just kind of want to spend a few moments talking about how the district got to this point that it viewed as moving towards a referendum was the right choice, and just the steps that the district took to realize this plan as we sit here today.
I would say it happened fairly quickly. I mean, the funding formula at the state level is based around enrollment, and so obviously we use Baird Financial, which is one of the tools that most schools in the area uses, and it just kind of broadcasts our enrollment. It projects kind of what our revenue, our expenditures are going to be, and what it looks like down the road. Yep. So you kind of have a feel. And so we knew it was coming last spring, kind of a year ago. We kind of put it on the teacher's radar. I talked at staff meeting and say, hey, heads up, here's what we're looking at. It's going to be some of the tighter years coming up than years prior because of where we are. We've lost, you know, I would say it's about 100 kids over a 6, 7, 8 year period. And so that just, when you put it in the state equation where, you know, those kids are worth a certain dollar amount in the formula, it hurts the district on the revenue side of things, and you're capped without going to a referendum. So I would say, it probably felt pretty sudden to Randolph. There's never really been in this spot before. And so that's why this is part of the education piece, getting this out to to the community members that know why we're in the situation and that really there's not anything wrong. You know, we are doing some steps to make sure we're conserving in certain areas, but we really want to do what's best to keep the great things that we're doing in the school district going.
Yeah, and I think a lot of times when people hear operational referendums, there's always an immediate thought of where the money's gone, that there's nothing there to be able to afford programming and paying teachers and salaries and things of that nature. But state funding for school districts is such a fickle thing. Things change year to year. As you mentioned, a lot of it's tied into enrollment, which is what Randolph is looking at. And that has changed over the last couple of years. As you mentioned, gone down 100 students, and that's just something that is difficult to just replace a year-over-year basis. So, and this is just in order to make sure that, and we'll talk more in a moment, just what is included in this referendum and what those dollars will be going towards. But maybe this is a good moment, Brian, to discuss the differences between an operating operational referendum and, say, a capital improvement referendum. This is a bit different than a capital referendum. This isn't going towards any new buildings or projects of that nature. This is all operational. But I'll hand the mic over to you, Brian, and just spend a few moments talking about what that means and sure. how that relates to what voters in the district will be seeing.
Well, the voters passed a capital referendum in 2015 in Randolph, which allowed them to sell the elementary school and to get under one roof. And they finished construction in 2017 of a brand new 4K through 12 building where we're all under one roof. And so that was a capital building. That referendum will stay with us until about 2034. And those members know that that was for building, fixing things, having that type of process in place. For operational, we're just trying to ask our community to go over because the state doesn't allow us to tax over a certain limit. The revenue limit is there. It's in place. And if we want to exceed that revenue limit, which we're at a point now where we really need to in the next few years, we aren't, like you said, broke, but we're going, you know, if we don't pass referendum in the next couple of years, it could be really tough. But and that's not just us. That's all school districts that have done this or in the cycle. You know, my kids and my wife are in Markazan School District. They've been passing operational referendums since the late 90s.
Fall River just did one this
Fall River did, yep. So they've been on this broadcast as well. And yep. So our local schools around us all have kind of done this already. And so we're kind of the last one to do that. So I think that kind of shows our fiscal responsibility and that we've been stewards of the money and we've lasted as long as we can. There's some unique things with the formula that the money you spend the previous year helps your state aid the following year. So some of the things that we've done in the past by, you know, maybe increasing the levy or defeasing some debt on that capital referendum has helped get aid where we won't be able to do that anymore. So these school districts that are passing referendums and going over the revenue limit will be positively aided on that money the following year. So that's another benefit of being able to do this. And as we get in the charts and if people look at the information on our website, they're going to see that we're trying to stay within the levy limit of what we did in 2022. So we're trying to keep that stable flow of the taxes instead of seeing like a heartbeat, if you will, and up and down. And so it's just a great school. It's a great place to be, and we'd like to continue doing what we're good at. So
great. And again, we're with Brian Zacco here on Community Comment, the district administrator for the Randolph School District that is looking to pass a operational referendum here in the spring vote on April 1st. I want to spend now just a few moments talking about what is included in this referendum. What are some of the targets that will the money will be helped to pay for and allocate located in the district itself?
Sure. It's a non-recurring referendum. It's $1.2 million every, you know, for 3 years. Essentially, it starts next year, goes for 3 years. We sent out a survey with school perceptions to our tax base, and in that survey, we got back a great response. We got back a 30% response rate. School perception said that's pretty much unheard of. So the community is definitely giving their feedback. And in that survey, we had in there $1.45 million for 3 years was kind of our guess of what we needed, because we also had in there maybe potentially we'd need a new bus in 3 years. We might need some other maintenance. Some HVAC things may go up at that time. We did a facility study with Performance Services that came in and kind of showed us some things that might be coming up in the next 3 years, so we'd have a better idea of what number to ask for. And so the community gave back and said that was just too much, that they didn't like that number. And so it's a 40% for, 60 against. So we went back to the school board. The school board had to decide what next number. So looking at some different numbers, can we keep it under $1 million? Can we? And so really we kind of came back and forth and ended at $1.2 million, cutting up essentially $750,000 off the total referendum for the 3 years. The reason we're going with 3 years is to try to get between the biannual budget of the state. So next time, if it passes, we can find out where we'll be in the school budget. Right now, we're kind of in limbo as we wait for the next biannual budget to come through. There might be some dollars in there we don't know about. So again, some people may be hesitant, like, well, what happens if you get a bunch of money from the state? We would keep this, that would build our fund balance. If this passes, we would still be able, that we'd be able to not ask for a referendum for longer. So we would be able to use that money to push off a potential next referendum.
Yeah, and obviously, I don't mean to interrupt you, Brian, but obviously tonight the governor will be presenting his next biannual budget. So, and that, I think, just speaks to the whole planning process of this, is you can't, things have, keep moving. You can't base a hoping that you'll get extra dollars in a budget that you haven't seen yet. So it just speaks, I'm sure, to the importance of planning ahead and making sure that there are funds that will be for sure available to the district so you can continue to offer the programs and services that the district provides.
Right. And then even with that being said, the survey that we sent out, there was 40% for some sort of help at that level. So there is some momentum for that to be there. So we want to do what we can to continue the great things. You know, some of the things just I want to highlight quickly while I'm here. We're the Wisconsin Rural School Alliance Teacher of the Year. Jessica Doherty this year was recognized in October as a Teacher of the Year from Randolph. She teaches English at the high school level. She's part of our Educator Rising Club. Miss Faye was the Wisconsin Rural School Alliance Principal of the Year. So we had the Principal of the Year and the Teacher of the Year right in our own building. So there's some really good things that we're doing. Our scores on our report card are climbing the last few years. So really exciting stuff that we want to continue. And this referendum would help us do that.
Yeah, and looking at the bullet points here, and one of the main highlights here is it, and you just highlighted it as well, is attract and retain high quality staff. And it's a competitive market out there. It's tough to keep good quality teachers in the building, and it's important to have incentives and reasons to keep people in the Randolph School District and keep those wonderful staff members there as well.
Correct. That's one of the things that obviously. We don't have a school without students, and we don't have a school without really good educators and stuff. So we need those people in place. We need all the people that are driving buses, working our kitchens, our paraprofessionals. We need all those people, and we want to retain them. We want to keep them, and this is a way to help do that. Part of the 1.2 is we will have to make cuts yet. So it's not like part of what we got back in the survey was, hey, everyone is kind of tightening our belt as inflation rises, things go on. And so we get that point. And so that's part of what I think the board was saying when we dropped them out, that we'll have to make some cuts over the next couple of years to still make this budget balance with a past referendum.
Yeah, and I think that's another note here I see as well, is that the district will still look at needing to reduce expenses by $200,000. And so there's still a work to be done, but this is just one of those important steps in that process. Again, we're with Brian Zacco, District Administrator for the Randolph School District, here on Community Comment this afternoon. And Brian, maybe this is a good time to start. I know we alluded a little bit to it already, but maybe diving a little bit into the nitty-gritty when it comes to the tax impact and what the taxpayers in the Randolph School District will see if this referendum is approved this spring.
Sure. Again, if you can go to our website and you look at the referendum information, all this slideshows, all this stuff that I'll be presenting will be up there. I'm hopeful that I'll get my technological skills together and get my voice on this PowerPoint so people can actually listen to it there as well. But if you look at, there's going to be a chart that's got a yellow line that says tax impact on the slides when we get them up there, hopefully today. You'll be able to see the overall tax levy each year. So back in 2022, the tax levy that we sent out to municipalities and the people was $3.7 million. Mm-hmm. And so our goal, and that's in 22, then it dropped in 23, and then it went up a touch again this year. So people saw a little bit of increase in their taxes. If the referendum passed, you would see that levy, it's going to drop next year. It's not a significant drop, but you'd see a decrease in year tax. We're projecting next year, 2025-26 school year. Then you're going to see an uptick again in that middle year is probably the most where you'd see the uptick. It's going to go to 3.8. We'd like to keep it at 3.7 if we can. Again, we're projecting conservatively because I don't want to put a number that would be wrong and too low. So hopefully that number's lower than that. We're trying to keep everything under a 3.7 mill rate or levy rate so that it's similar to that 22 year. And so you can see the bottom line in that chart will show you your projected mill rate. But remember in this table, we're projecting a 5% growth each year in your property values. So the last couple of years, our area's been reassessed. And so that brings their assessments up to market value at times. And so they've seen increases of 20% or 19% in the last couple of years. And so obviously when that mill rate drops, that doesn't mean that necessarily your taxes drop, right? Because your property value goes up, it allows that the mill rate to tax you more. So you're going to see a slight raise in that middle year. And then again, you would see a drop in that third year from where it is. But again, trying to keep it stable, not see a big jump up and down. And really, it isn't... again, would be similar to where we were in 2022 tax rate.
Yeah, and again, these are all projected numbers, but just listening, and these are based off of $1,000 of assessed value. It would be around $8.19 for a mill rate for $1,000 home value, $8.33 in 2026, and then $7.73 in 2027. Again, a lot of times these are conservative estimates because, again, you never know how things can change year over year. If interest rates change and those things, so obviously that's not a lock in number, but obviously you want to give voters an idea of what they could expect if this is approved in the spring.
Yeah, and I know obviously people don't like paying taxes. I understand that. I get that. But I definitely like having good schools and I like having good police departments and fire departments and things like that. But we also have not seen a mill rate under 10. If you would go back even the last 15 years up until 2023 and 2024, the mill rate went back under 10. So that's the first time in Randolph that's been there for, I would say, the last 10 years. So it's something we've got to do. It's something that we would like to keep serving the community of Randolph with the programs that we offer. And we're excited about the future.
Yeah, you mentioned, Brian, that this stuff will be available for a lot of these graphs and presentations and PowerPoints are available online. If you just want to list the websites and how people can navigate to find this information if they're at home on their computer and just want to do some of their own research and find this, how would they go about looking for those?
Sure. You can, first of all, just Google Randolph School District, Wisconsin, or go to www.rsdwi.org. And then once you get to that homepage, you're going to see a toggle in the top right corner that'll be referendum information. And everything that we talk about here or that I put together will be up on that that tab. And so you can click on each one of those tabs and see that. Then also, there's going to be a number of appearances and places that I'm going to try to get out to talk with you. And obviously, my contact information is on there as well. So you can obviously email me or call me as well to reach out with questions or comments, and I can try to walk through the whole process of the referendum.
Great, fantastic. Now, also, maybe if we can just spend a few moments, you mentioned some of these outreaches and events that are taking place in the Randolph School District that members of the district can come out and attend and learn more and talk with district officials about this referendum. Just what are some important key dates that you want to share with our audience right now so they can just mark that on their calendar?
Sure. Well, it starts with the day. And then hopefully after today, we'll be on the rocket blast again. We have a rocket blast up on the referendum tab. So we'll be back here March 25th. If you can make it out to public places, we're going to be at the Randolph School District in the library on February 26th. And then again at March 12th are the two dates that I have at the school district. I've also booked different meetings at our local townships and village. So Village of Randolph on February 27th. The Township of Randolph and the Township of Westford on March 3rd. Those are at different times, 6 and 7 p.m., so I'll be at two places there. Again, on March 5th, we have a Cortland Township, and as well, I'll be at the blood drive there talking to anyone that wants to come in. And then the Town of Fox Lake meeting on March 10th. So really, trying to get out and about, and feel free to contact me if you can't make any of those meetings.
Fantastic. Now, as we start to wrap up our time here on a community comment this afternoon, Brian, I know something we talked about before coming on air today, just the biggest thing from your position is having people express what they want done with the Randolph School District and just showing up and voicing whether or not they support or not support this referendum. And that's something that you are wishing people do come April 1st when the polls open.
Yep. I mean, that's the biggest thing you can do is get out and vote, be educated, come talk to me, come look at the information that we put out there, and get out to the polls, because that will tell us what the community really wants. I mean, they did a phenomenal job with our survey that we got out, and so I think we have a Facebook presence that you can see our Facebook pages, that we put all this stuff on there as well. We have a website presence, and so getting out there, getting that information, contacting me, getting to one or two of these meetings and asking questions. I'll develop my PowerPoint and presentation based on if there's any questions at those meetings that maybe other people would have answers to or have questions about that I want to answer. And really just get out to the polls on April 1st.
Fantastic. Again, people can head to rsdwi.org/referendum to find out more. And again, as Brian said, that page will be updated throughout the next several weeks with more information as more presentations and discussions are held about the Randolph operational referendum here that is going to a vote on April 1st. But I want to thank our guest here on a community comment this afternoon for taking the time to join us and chat about this referendum, District Administrator Brian Zacco. Brian, thank you so much for coming in this afternoon.
Thank you, Kevin. It's a pleasure.
And that will do it for today's community comment.